All right, I'd like to call the order of the Planning Commission Board of Adjustment meeting for July 22nd, 2025. The meeting's being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anybody wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chair and state your name and address. And we'll go from there. We'll call the order. Call the order.
Mike.
Fred.
Don.
Bob.
And Gary.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda? All right, we'll go into the public hearing, which tonight is variance application 13-25 for the replacement and expansion of a dwelling not meeting the OHW or bluff setbacks within the Shoreland Residential Land Use District. The subject property is located at 17601 Gilman Road. Property ID is 22120542. And 22120509. The applicant is Miller Construction and the owner is Perry and Lisa Fales. And with that, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Chair Stancer, Planning Commission. The applicant is requesting a variance to replace and expand on an existing legal non-conforming dwelling located within a bluff and not meeting OHW setbacks. The existing dwelling is approximately 1,036 square feet with no attached garage and approximately 675 square feet of decks and screened in porch, located approximately 75 feet, 60 feet from the OHW. Combined is about 1,711 square feet of ground cover. The proposed dwelling is 1,825 square feet with 909 square feet of attached garage, 492 square feet in decks and screened in porch, located approximately 65 feet. Unfortunately, the certificate of survey didn't state exactly how far from the OHW it will be placed, and is approximately 3,226 square feet of ground cover. Subject property is 2.55 acres. It's zoned Shoreland Residential on Mitchell Lake, which is a general development lake. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Also tonight, I did print out a larger image of the certificate of survey for you. And I included the comments that were provided from the Minnesota DNR. The applicant is also here this evening to answer any questions.
From the survey, it appears the garage is detached. Am I correct? Or
that's a separate building.
Okay.
Correct.
Existing.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And this proposed project, I don't believe, aims to change anything with that structure at this time.
No, that is on a separate lot. That would be correct.
So I have a question for clarity. So with the proposed dwelling, it's 1,825 square feet with a 909 square foot attached garage. So it's 1,825 plus 909. Is that right?
I believe that is.
Correct. Yep. Correct. The total of that is approximately 3,000.
Okay. 3,226.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be right. The house is that size, not the garage. It's additional.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to double check that for you guys real quick just to make sure we get the floor plan.
I took pictures and zoomed in and tried to get all the calculations right. So
that's pretty close. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as from listed from your floor plans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bethany, does the applicant have a copy of what the
comments were provided to grab a
what the DNR came back with?
Yep.
I did. I saw some of this. I just actually that just came in tonight. I actually read through it over there. Some of what they're stating here is not correct because there's not room for sewer if we slide this back in the location where it is. Have you guys all been out on the lot? By the way, my name is Dan Miller, Miller Construction. I'm representing Fales, and this is Jared Johnson, my nephew. And he's also runs Miller Construction. So, all you guys had a chance to go out and walk that property?
Yes.
A little bit of a tough lot there. It's been there for a very, very long time. Strangely enough, I'm guilty of building that thing I started when I was 12 years old with the Jarantoski boys. Bob Jarantoski owned that. He worked for my father, Don Miller. What's there now pushes a lot of water down that hill. I think what we're asking for is reasonable. We are sliding it back some. We're removing the bump on the front, which is about 14 feet farther of an encroachment. When we do a project like this, we typically prepare a retention plan upon approval that would be approved by Bethany. Our goal is to get to the point of no water running off towards that lake. Right now, there's water running off towards that lake. I know you guys have seen that when you're out there. You know, that place has been there since probably 77, 76, something like that. If we build the project, we'd use all best practices as far as retention, silt fences, whatever it takes to make sure that hill is not interrupted any farther than it already has been. We will be moving that house back. It's also going to move up a little bit, so we're not going to be digging it down that far. The floor will be sitting above where it is sitting right now, probably about 3 feet.
I think it said it was moving back approximately 5 feet.
14 feet.
It's 14. If you look on this plan here, what's deceiving, this is all part of house right here.
This is
going to slide back all the way to this point. The covered porch or anything like that is going to be on the back side. So the furthest point, that's 14 feet that it's sliding back.
And you guys can't probably see the 14 feet either. So the existing house now is here. It comes out and across and back. We would be eliminating this and holding back on the line.
And the deck will no longer be there?
That deck comes up.
The deck, most of the deck comes up. Some deck stays, but it does pull back.
So Dan, one of the concerns the DNR has, and probably some of us have, is the OH setback.
Yeah, I think so. The OH setback is 7.
We're just all curious. Some of us are curious, like, why didn't you just set it back 10 more feet? Would have it really made a difference? Or what, maybe it's 12 feet? I don't know what, Bethany might know that number.
So the farther back we slide, it does start to move towards that other garage and the entrance into the first garage. So if you guys would approve this, it would be upon the condition that we take the lot next door and we jog that lot line to meet setback so that it doesn't require a variance. But the farther back we move, the closer it gets to that garage.
But which garage are you talking about, that older one?
Yeah. The older garage, yep.
Well, it makes the entrance
tougher to that garage because they enter the garage from the same direction. If you came down the long lot line, mm-hmm. The garage enters that way. And the farther we push back and the more you cut into that bank, and there is a bank there on the back, mm-hmm. We're cutting into that lot. And I know this is something people haven't considered in the past. There are two very large white pines on that property that they don't want to cut.
Two what?
White pines, trees. And it's most of the time, cutting trees is not a concern, but in the last 2 years, as a developer, every time I cut a tree, there are people screaming at me. And these owners, part of their mm-hmm. wishes are that they don't cut those trees.
When we were out there today, because Gary and I went out there, and the owner talked about the maple trees that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. Or about a septic.
Because he's getting roots into the drain field or septic or whatever.
Yeah, he's got to cut those.
Then down closer to the existing structure, there's a big, I think it's a red pine, and apparently that was coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll
there's, I believe there's two more big trees in back of the garage, between the garage that is detached and the house garage, and they're concerned about those trees and getting into the garage.
So does anybody really know what the real setback is? We thought 60, 62, 65, or with your new explanation is... Do you have a scale, or what? Maybe we're talking about something that's not a problem.
The required setback is 75 feet. Yeah. However, there is a bluff on the property which moves that setback even farther, as shown on that certificate of survey. You can see where the building envelope is.
So if we actually got back in towards this is buildable, we'd be talking about moving this thing back 60 feet. You can see the dotted line up there, moving out back, and the house would actually have to sit where the sewer is.
It's basically a bluff variance, not, I mean, with the ordinary high water setback, it's yes, it's encroaching on it, but not much. The main thing is the bluff line setback, which I would say on Mitchell Lake is probably 50% of the houses are inside the bluff setback.
There's quite a few of them that are inside the bluff setback, especially on that shoreline.
Well, according to the DNR, I think you made a pretty good presentation here. There is plenty of space to build a new house. You may have to get a variance to go into the 20-foot setback from the top of the bluff. But there's plenty of room, like where it says lot one, to build a new house. And unfortunately, when the bluff zoning came in, you didn't follow the regulation. You didn't have to, there wasn't a regulation. You could build anywhere you wanted.
Yep.
Pre-existing. Once they established that, I think it was in 1992 or 91, the DNR has been very specific about not building in the bluff area. And if there is space on the existing property to build a new house, that's where it should go. That's what he's saying. Now, if you wanted to add on to the existing house, even where it's located, that's a pre-existing non-conforming structure, I don't know if you could even do that because you really still have room to build back further. So I think it's an unfortunate situation, but I think you're stuck with either moving the house or, like you're saying, not doing it. I hate to see you not do it, but.
So the customer's pretty adamant about staying where he's at.
Yeah, well, there are rules.
I understand.
He can be as adamant as he wants, but we have to follow what our guidelines are from both our ordinance and from the DNR. And the DNR is the one that established this bluff setback in the beginning. So
it's a little bit of a catch-22 because he wanted to remodel what's there and work with what's there. And we pushed for a new house, pulling it back some. I can do a better job with the retention. And to be honest with you, it's probably going to cost about the same to remodel that house as to build a new house.
Oh, I'm sure.
If I can move it back, it betters the quality of the water, and it does something for the lake. I know it's not perfect.
Well, I honestly don't see how you can do it. Between the DNR and our regulations, I think you have to move it back into that area where it's buildable. That's about the only way
there's no place to put the septic system if you move it back into the buildable area.
I just cut and pasted it.
Well, so do you see the line here?
Yeah.
This is buildable area right here, the dotted line. If you put that house back there, you don't have room for a sewer system.
Well, Dan, I think we're only talking 8 feet, not maybe 10 feet. We're not talking
to meet the 75-foot setback.
To meet the 75, right. Mm-hmm.
So if we can meet that 75 setback, you think that's doable?
Well, the 75 setback doesn't apply to the bluff.
Yeah, that's the lake setback, the high water
setback. Lake setback.
Right.
The bluff setback.
And I think I can get back to the 75-foot setback by maybe tipping the house a little bit.
Well, the 75-foot setback's not even in consideration here. You know, that doesn't apply to this property. It applies to the non-bluff situation.
Well, it does apply here.
I think it applies here, too. It does.
It doesn't meet the water setback currently. It's supposed to be 75 feet, and it's...
What is the bluff setback on this property right now?
The bluff setback is 30 feet from the top of the bluff.
It's supposed to be.
Yep.
Right, and so there's the difference is like you've got the top of the bluff, and I mean our ordinance is pretty strict. There's no structures built within a bluff, right? So that's the line where you don't have any structures built, and then there's a setback from that, and that's to the top of the bluff. That's the 30 feet. So this is not only an encroachment on the setback, but this is actually building and expanding within it. A bluff, and so those are the two different, and that's what the DNR I think was pointing out there.
We had Jacob Fry from the DNR said basically that if you moved it back, you may have to go into that bluff setback area, which would be another variance probably, because we don't know exactly where you would go. That, you know, they would allow the DNR, it doesn't really allow it, it's up to us, but that setback from the top of the bluff, you could build and still encroach in that with another variance, and that's about all you could do.
So on a variance, if it's 65 feet from the lake now, and I say, all right, I'd like to revise my variance and ask for 75 feet instead,
no.
So I'm asking for less variance,
no.
That goes through on a vote, if you all vote for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to start a new variance. If I ask for more, if I said I want to do 55 now instead of 65, then it's a new variance.
It just has to move off of the bluff, period. It's, in my mind, I'm just speaking
right.
My own.
Just your own.
What have you done in past practices? Because I believe there, is there another new construction home within the last year that has been built just to the west? Same kind of situation?
I can. Go ahead.
There have been a couple variances regarding bluffs in the last couple months. However, we can't really look at other as they don't set a precedence, right? So we look at each individual lot as its own individual, project. And so we don't let what has happened on other lots determine what's going to happen on this lot.
No.
And I asked Beth, because I was quite surprised when I looked at the plans, that somebody didn't come in and talk to Beth before he proceeded to draw plans, because those plans just don't work, you know.
So I'll respectfully disagree with you, Don. I think they do. I think we're going to do a better job with this lot than what's being done right now. So, and it's Bethany gets an opinion on everything, and we usually do talk to city administrators before we do these things. But when we're asking for less than what's already there, usually we move forward. But and that's done. That's I respect your opinion, but that's usually what we do.
Bethany, can I share this with?
Yeah.
This is my paper doll experience of cutting and pasting.
Here we go.
This is not an engineering drawing by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
I was just looking at. I was just looking at what if there was a compromise, because I think with if you're encroaching on the bluff zone. We would still need a variance, whether it's 5 feet, 10 feet, whatever it happens to be.
But it's not in the bluff. That's a bluff setback.
It's a bluff setback. This wouldn't, where I've got it here, is kind of a compromise between where the original plan was and then moving it back some, but not all the way back to the top of the bluff.
I just can't see that that can be approved, my personal opinion. There's there's the city ordinance and the DNR regulations, and you can't build in the bluff, period.
Coming back around here.
Already
practical difficulties will need to be established, and we'll have to go through those steps. And so state statute says that, those have to be met, or you
can't. The sewer in here will fit.
So those will have to be met.
So this is sewer location right here. It's not to have the building location right here.
Yeah, and that's all going to be redone. Right.
It does. But that is the location within the boundaries.
And sewer. Part of that is the drain field that goes along with the holding tanks.
Correct. Yep.
So
and that'll be that's designed to state specs.
So I know there's some places now where they put in the mound systems. I mean they have to sometimes.
Right. Right. And that I think is gonna go through the current system that's there is not mound. So I'm gonna guess that they're gonna be able to do it without mound.
Okay.
Yeah. I suspect, and I'm not saying this for if you didn't have those plans drawn and just dump them on her desk without having previously conversed with her, I think that's, I don't want to say disrespectful, but it's not, doesn't make much sense. And if you had come in earlier with those plans, and I can't speak for Beth, I think she would have given you all this information about what you can and can't do, which would have changed the whole project.
So
that's my opinion.
I do a lot of this. And most of the time, when I'm coming in with a plan that betters the quality of the lake, by retaining water. Most of the time, the council goes with it or the commission goes with it. It wasn't to be disrespectful of Bethany at all. I've worked with her in the past. I think she's very good at what she does. But most of the time, to get in front of you guys, first of all, I have to have a plan of something. I have to start somewhere. And the homeowner, he's not flexible on moving, if maybe a little, but not very far. And that's one of the restrictions I have to work with when I'm asking you for variance. The alternative is to remodel what's there. It doesn't do a whole lot for mitigating some of the water problems that already exist. We started on this project with a remodel, and we said we can do a better job with the property if you go new. So we did talk a minute to new construction, if we can pull this. I've got probably a little wiggle room on this. I can try to sell them, but I can maybe make the 75-foot setback. I know that isn't what you want to hear, but that's pretty much what I've got. You know, I mean, I've got some restrictions with the homeowner too. So he wants to save the trees.
I understand all of that, you know. I just,
but also, I've got to have a full survey to start on something.
With the ordinance and what the DNR says.
I know, but the ordinance allows you to make exceptions. That's what a variance is.
And no, not in this situation, in my mind.
It's outlined pretty strict in state statute that a practical difficulty has to be established, and if that is not able to be established, then the Planning Commission cannot issue a variance. So that's,
so
you know,
part of the practical difficulty on this is the septic system and where it's going to fit if we slide that house.
Have you had a septic design? Have you had a septic designer out on site doing any soils or anything?
So we wouldn't do that septic design until we got approval on this.
Here, I'm just getting a little confused here. On the staff findings on page 10,
yep.
On item 3, it kind of explains what I think I'm talking about, I guess. So if you're talking here about the porch within the bluff approximately 60 feet.
Yep.
And then it says then you got the high water 75. So if he were to twist the house to get to 75, does it not fall within the guidelines of the bluff?
No, it doesn't. You still have
to
meet
the bluff
setback. So what is the bluff number?
So the problem is that he has to meet bluff setbacks. He's not only not meeting bluff setbacks, he's building within a bluff.
So that's, you've got to be 30 foot back. So this is the building envelope right here.
Got it.
Yep.
If you go at 30 foot without a variance.
So
it's kind of a two. They've got the, you know,
the way. I was wondering the same thing, though. So, say that we're encroaching on the bluff, mm-hmm. and I understand Don's point completely, but just for the sake of discussion, how far do we encroach on that 30-foot setback?
How far can you?
No, how far would this encroach if we move back to the 75-foot?
Unfortunately, the survey does not supply any of those calculations, so it's just the visual that we have to look at, and that's why everything's approximate, because I was with my little GIS making measurements.
It would be interesting to know, is it encroaching on that 5 feet or 10 feet or 20 feet? Just for the sake of discussion.
They can propose that with the next submission for a variance.
Right now.
So Dan would have to get a surveyor out there to get us a more accurate number.
They actually...
It's approximately 50 feet, 52 feet right now from OHW, the structure.
The current or the new one?
The current. Yep. And if
the current is, the new one would be about 68 feet or something like that.
How much?
Probably 68 feet instead of 75. Okay. I think I can get to the 75 feet. I think I'm flexible on that. I just can't get back far enough to get in that opening and still have room for the first sewer driveway.
75 is still that is,
yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah,
I mean, I understand that.
It's from here to here, but you can't. I can't see it
from the high point, 30 feet number.
I don't want to be difficult. I'm just saying what the rules are, and you know you're not following the rules.
This is the building.
That's why we have a variance request.
Well, you can't have, as Beth stated, you can't give a variance in a block area for new construction.
You can if there's a hardship, and the hardship is putting a sewer in the beginning.
If you move this back,
yeah, it's pretty far.
You know, but maybe split the difference. I mean, if this would end up back, if you twist a little bit to meet the 75-foot setback, it's going to have to go back further away from the top of the bluff.
How many variance requests do you guys typically handle for construction in a season?
Sir, I mean, so every community is different in how they feel about variances. Some communities are all concerned, they're just concerned about the water quality, and if you're bettering the situation or controlling water, that's their goal. Other communities are very rigid. Breezy Point, no variances. I mean, really tough to get a variance. Cross Lake, kind of middle of the road. It just depends where you're at in the county or which county you're in.
Yep.
Bethany, I assume there wasn't any letters from any neighbors?
We received nothing. Yep. No comment from the public.
You know, let me make a comment about the septic. It seems like there's a lot of septics going on in our road, in our community, and some very small lots. And it seems like they're either fit in with a mound system or one of these electronic metering things that allows you to put it in for 30% less space than it would be normal. So it seems like they're being crammed into some pretty small spaces.
They are, but when you look at the buildable space on that lot, that dotted line, that is a small area. That's really small. So back in the day when a setback was just 75 feet, that was considered an extremely buildable lot. But with the new rules and ordinances, you know, they've taken at least half of the buildable lot away because of the setback. And let's say we're 68 feet from the lake right now. When they built that place, we're still a 75-foot setback. So that's that lakeshore has eroded that far to get it to the 68 feet. So it's a non-conforming conformity. The owner that has it now didn't create any of that. He's only owned it for probably 7 or 8 years.
And you speak of water quality quite a few times, and that's the reason that this was brought up, and that's the reason for the bluff zoning, is to protect the lake.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I don't.
That's, I mean, we deal with the bluffs a lot, and we do it well. We do a great job with retention. We do a great job managing runoff. Even during construction
and rule,
we do a great job.
I'm sorry. I don't want to keep arguing. I'm not arguing. I'm just stating the facts, I guess. And I certainly appreciate you and your concern about the lake and everything else. But we have rules that we have to follow that are pretty rigid. I mean, they're not. I'm beating a dead horse, I guess, so it doesn't.
And I understand what you're saying. It's just that I know that our company can do a responsible job of putting up a home that is farther back from the lake and does better things for that lake than what's happening now. The alternative is, and we are moving back some.
But I guess there will be some disruption on that bank for sure.
There will be, and there will be silt fences. And, you know, and there will be a plan provided on that to mitigate anything that we could lose.
And that existing wood retaining wall, I understand, is coming out.
That's
got boulders going in.
Yep.
So that's a separate deal from this.
That's separate from that. Yep. And that will be after, you know, if this was accepted, we actually cut the line around the back of the garage there, and we do a lot line adjustment to make sure that that setback's on that site.
Is there a reason that it's not slid over this way just a little bit? Or, I mean, I know it falls off that direction.
That's basically why. It's okay. Just because it falls off so hard that direction. We're better off on the higher ground holding it off.
And then you do some excavating here of that existing.
Correct.
Because this is the garage, right?
Correct.
This,
correct. Yep.
Anyway, so then the porch area, and is that this? That's the existing.
That's
it's off the corner of the back corner of the garage. So if you follow that.
Off here.
Far left corner, yep, down, right.
Right in there.
Yep, so that's the
corner. So that's going off to the south, I guess. It's
the direction, yep, right? It will go off to the south.
Now,
When we look at building, we look at water mitigation huge. We do a lot of planning and a lot of sewer, a lot of designs for that to hold our water, to retain our water on not only going to the lake, but also neighboring properties. That's, nowadays, that's what you have to deal with. And our company has become very good at making sure we retain the water and doing it properly and following through with it.
And that's part of the reason we do so many of these variances.
Here, I need to make a comment. For Dan, first of all, this is the first DNR letter response I've seen in a year and a half.
That's the first one I've seen. Well, I mean, we got to see
this. That's why we're kind of really into this conversation.
We got to see this 15 minutes ago. We didn't see that coming, to be honest with you. Being that we're moving back, I didn't think that we were going to have it.
But if you look at this last bullet point from the DNR, and he refers to if we consider to approve, consider that we need to definitely include recommendations from the staff, which we really haven't even talked about yet. So maybe we should talk about that and see if that's reasonable.
Absolutely.
And matter of fact, it seems like it sounds a lot like what you're thinking of doing anyway. And then just one thing we got to kind of figure out. But what do you think about that, Bethany?
I'd be happy to. So the Board of Adjustments, you have the ability this evening to either approve the request, deny the request, or table the request. So should you require further information, that is always an option as well. Any modifications can be made. We could modify tonight, but table if you want more information. As far as staff recommendations, should this be approved, staff has recommended that, of course, all construction shall be in substantial conformance with what is presented. The stormwater management plan shall be submitted for approval by staff, and the approved plan shall be implemented no later than the expiration of the permit or completion of the project, whichever sooner. Three would be erosion best management practices shall be used during and after construction until soil stabilize. Revegetation to be implemented using native species with a plan approved by the Soil and Water Conservation District. So that would require your client to work with Soil and Water to develop a plan for revegetation and stabilization of that lot.
That's exactly what our plan is also.
That's what we do.
So the SSTS design to be submitted that meets the required sizing for the proposed dwelling. The design would then need to be submitted prior to issuing any land use permits. The septics that is there would not be sized appropriately, so it will need to be expanded regardless, and a septic design would need to be submitted.
So, Bethany, how do you manage that? So he's going to present, looks like, four different sets of plans?
For
your recommendations?
We would need a stormwater management plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that stormwater management plan would basically just deal with a one-inch rain event, making sure that the water was retained in appropriate logical areas, wasn't running into the into the lake, it wasn't running into the neighbor's property or right away. Those are the things that we look for. Also making sure that we don't create any funnel situations where water funnels to the lake.
Hold there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys understand it? Is that
absolutely?
We do it 100% on our
permits.
We do that on every permit. So anything that's over 25% of coverage, this isn't, but with the variance, we have to supply a water plant. That is just ground zero. You do that on every variance. Yes. So, and she would have to. She would have to accept this. I mean, if we brought in a plan and she had some concerns about it, she'd say, okay, what are we doing with this area? I'd like to see more done over here. We'll do more over there. But there's actually engineering that tells you how much storage you need from roof runoffs and all that. And we have all of the calculations to make that happen. We have all the tools for water retention, and that's what we do. But yes, we would absolutely provide that. That's just part of our deal.
And implementation, we do it. It's common for us to do a stormwater management plan with the implementation of that. We understand what we need to do and how to do it, and at the end of the day, it works. I mean, we got a variance last year that we went in for, actually moving closer to the lake on it, and the stormwater management plan that we had captured that water so much better than the existing structure and what they had going on that the council, I feel, approved on those circumstances that we had came up with a plan in implementation with that stormwater management plan, so we're not having that water run in.
And that was, it was another older home where
was that property in a bluff?
It actually wasn't. Are you talking about
that? You need a storm management plan wherever you are, typically, with new construction now.
Not until you get to 25% of coverage. But, or is it? Or is it?
It's the 15% of lot coverage you need a stormwater management
plan. But about half of our plans do require them, you're right. And we do this a lot. And the plan would actually come in on the survey. And then if you're all welcome to go inspect it.
Number three, the erosion dust management practices, and then the revegetation plan. That would have to be done with an approved plan from Soil and Water. So this would make sure that the correct species are being used and that the implementation is followed up on. They don't follow up on it, we would have to follow up on it. But as far as the approval of the revegetation, we want to see a plan that was approved by Soil and Water.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So even though it's still going to be inside the bluff requirement, but if they get back to the 75-foot number, how much are we really talking about here? Do we really know?
That's the question I asked earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's very relevant. I mean, if we're encroaching on it by 5 feet, that's a little different than encroaching on it by 25 feet. In a sense, it's not 25, but it could be 15 or 20. I guess we just don't know. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you right now, so if we're at 65 to 70 feet right now with this plan,
yeah.
If you got all the way back into that, so most of the time when we do these meetings, mm-hmm. we would have all you guys on site at the same thing so we could walk through everything with you and explain where everything sits. That house would have to slide back. Let's talk about 50 feet.
No. That's not the point that Gary and I are making. The point we're making is if you moved it back to a 75-foot setback, mm-hmm. not considering it, and we've been discussing that, and you said, well, that's a possible thing, could be possible. So say that it is. If we do that, how far does the building then encroach on the bluff on the back?
On the bluff, yeah.
I mean, because there's a bluff back there, and that's the other thing that we're considering is this 30-foot setback from the peak of the bluff.
Do you guys mind if I stand up here?
Let's go ahead.
Okay. So, on this, here is the actual bluff line. You guys already got this down, ladies. This is the setback, which was mid-90s, 2000, when they decided they wanted everything 30 feet back from the bluff. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was 75 feet, the house met 75 feet. This corner over here is eroded far enough, so it's probably at 60 feet, 70 feet, something like that. So it doesn't even meet setback anymore. If you twist this house, the most you'd have to twist it is probably 10 feet. 10 feet is from here to here. Here's 10 feet. So if you twisted this back 10 feet, the back of that house would be here. You would still be in front of the bluff because this is the bluff line. This house would still encroach into the bluff, probably 25 feet.
It would.
If you moved everything back here to meet setback, that house would be here, mm-hmm. and you would not have room for a septic system on that lot. And in the day, that was a very buildable lot, but as things change, it doesn't meet any of the new requirements. That's why we're here for the variance.
You're talking about purchasing the adjacent property, though, but
property
they already own it. So if this was approved, instead of asking for a second variance to encroach on a lot, which we can't encroach on somebody else's property, this lot line would jog and come out 10 feet and come back in. The lot would still be a standard lot, but we would meet setbacks on this side, and the trees sit right back here that they're trying to save. Any other questions, guys?
Yeah, I'm not clear about this. So of course they own this lot, and they own this. That's where the garage is, and
correct.
Yes, this somebody else owns this.
This is all one lot. This comes out just like this, right down the line. This is one property right here, the whole thing, 100 feet wide. This is one lot. Comes all the way back. It jogs in on the lot line, and then comes back. This is somebody else that's got an easement. So
There's another lot back here, and there is another lot over on that side.
So the property owner owns everything we see there?
Both.
This and that, correct. Yep, and this is just one lot front to back, and this is one lot front to back. This is just the bluff line. That's all it is. All right. But you can see how, in the day, the house met everything it was supposed to meet. But with all the new rules, that house would have to slide all the way back here.
Well, couldn't the septic system go on the garage side of the lake?
The garage side of the lake.
The new garage?
It'd be in the bluff, wouldn't it? The septic, and that would be
no, if you moved... Isn't there room to put a septic system between the garage and the bluff setback?
Right where the arrow is there?
Okay, but the, on the second lot, you can't. So then...
Why can't you?
Well, because it's a separate lot, and they want to keep... You know, this is their retirement.
But they both own their... They both own...
But if they go to sell this lot as part of their retirement, it's got a septic system on it. Would be
So you wouldn't do a meets and bounds then? You'd just do a...
We'd just do a lot line adjustment. I'm pretty sure that is...
Boundary line adjustment.
She'd do the review and review the legal side and get recorded.
Dan, the setbacks on that from the road right-of-way are incorrect. There would only be a 20-foot setback from the road right-of-way. That would make that building envelope a little bit bigger. Also, there is a zero setback to the road right-of-way for septic. So that does give a little bit more room.
On the back here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would only be 20 feet.
That's the property line, though, I think, that's in the back here.
Yep, that's the property line, and then that's a platted road right-of-way. Isn't it?
That's private road there.
I don't think it's private road. This is just an easement in, right? That comes in here? Yeah, this is just the driveway here. This is an easement through the first lot, but this is the rear lot line.
Okay, I show that as part of... Well, it's actually not under anybody's name. So on GIS right here.
Do you think that this lot line comes back?
Well, if it's a property line, that lot line goes back to 10 feet because it's a side yard.
Okay.
If it's a platted road right-of-way, but it looks like it possibly was vacated at one point, I don't know. It doesn't show an owner, and it doesn't have a PID.
Okay.
So I would say that's probably not a legal lot of record where the road comes in, where Gilman Road. Of course, it doesn't really line up with that either,
you
know, but...
This is, you're right, this is.
So I think that's that a pad, is so...
You're right.
Yeah, and if that's...
That must be what it is.
If that's road right-of-way, then the setback would be 20 feet from that, and it looks like it's substantial. I mean, it looks bigger than the 30 feet almost.
30 feet,
yeah.
But
so that would shrink down to about 20.
It'd give another 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. So, also with the septic, the things that we would be, you know, concerned about is, you know, septic designers, they kind of determine the bulk of every placement. They're the first ones on site, and they determine where everything goes. And so it'd be interesting to see what a septic design and what size you would need for this project and where the potential spots where it could go from a designer. It would be good to see.
Yeah, in talking with the designer on that, we were looking at keeping that sewer in the same spot here, utilizing this area here for that sewer.
Assuming it's not failing.
Correct. Yep.
You know, we had a variance request for a new construction. Not similar, they're never the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, the question came up is, why do we have a 30-foot setback? Well, nobody knew. So I don't know if you went and looked it up, or Bob went and looked it up, and it was created back in, was it the 90s?
As far as bluff rules, 1989 is when bluff rules came.
And the purpose, as it was explained to me, the purpose of it was for erosion control problem, because everybody was out of control. So they came up with this bluff rule. I don't think in 1989 we had a best practice management program. We didn't have all these requirements that we currently have. So if you ask me, and nobody is, but I'm not so sure this bluff line ordinance is relevant in today's construction methods. So that's why we're allowed to vote on a variance, because that's the way the DNR, the way I've seen it, the way the DNR sees it is, hey, if we do give them a variance, we need to make sure we got all of these best practice management programs in place.
Right.
At least that's how I kind of see this whole picture.
And that's how we're trying to represent.
So now do we go back to 75 foot? And yeah, we're going to be inside that, but you already are telling us that you're going to submit various plans for erosion protection to the lakeside,
absolutely,
which is what the purpose of the 30-foot setback is. So that's why I think variances should be a little bit more looked at closer. We're looking at this one pretty darn close. That's why I think variances are acceptable, because of these practices in today's construction.
It gives you the availability to set these conditions to build on to make sure that the practices happen. Instead of an over-the-counter permit, mm-hmm. it allows you guys to say, we will allow you to do this, but you need to do A, B, and C on this and submit to
it. You need to replant, you need to have future buffers, and all the other things. It gets the council to take a swing at this to make it better.
You cannot build in that bluff area, period. So we can't give a variance to build in that bluff area.
You can.
So a variance for building in a bluff is allowed because it's looked at as a dimensional standard. So the DNR does allow for that, issuing a variance. However, our own ordinance prohibits structures from being there. There's illegal existing, right? So we allow them to scrape and rebuild the exact same footprint. They could do that. What a variance is versus what a conditional use permit is, because what you described is more conditional use permit. It allows you to place conditions upon approval. This is a variance. So variances are incredibly strict. They are by statutorial, you have to meet these set criteria. And that's what those findings are, and that's what those questions are, and that's why I'm so adamant about us, you know, answering those questions. Because that is what is required. If you cannot, you as a body, as a planning commission, cannot meet or cannot establish a practical difficulty, you cannot issue that variance. And so those practical difficulties need to be met. Now, as far as the conditions that are placed on a variance, you have to be very careful with those because they have to have a nexus. In other words, they have to relate to this. So you can't say, like, okay, we'll give you the variance, but you have to remove the structure on the other side of this lot. It has no bearing on what's going on with this variance request. And so all the conditions that are placed on a variance request have to strictly meet basically, they have to be about the project. And so that's why, obviously, this is a project in a bluff. We want to see some stormwater. We want to see some. But it's completely and directly related to the issue and to the variance request itself. So that's kind of the difference between that. Variance 101.
So our ordinance does not allow building in the bluff.
Yeah, he's right. Like, if somebody came and wanted to build in a bluff, we would say no. Like, that's just... It's not an allowed use.
But you are allowed to grant variance for it.
Property owners always have the right to seek a variance. Now, whether or not it can be granted or not, that is what tonight is all about.
And this is a pre-existing structure.
Right. Pre-existing structure, yep.
Something that this homeowner has not created any of this difficulty. He was new. This place was built in, it was started in 75, 74, something like that. And back in the day, everything conformed. It was just over the counter. That was before we left the rules.
I totally understand. I agree with that.
If it were me, I'd approve it.
But isn't the point that the DNR person make here is that it's not a pre-existing structure because they're going to take the structure down. So we're not redoing that structure. It's considered a completely new structure.
And they're expanding, yeah.
That still we can consider a variance on. If it was an existing structure, we do those, and we get those kind of requests a lot, mm-hmm. and we make decisions on that based on the situation.
Yep.
But that's not the case here.
Correct.
Yeah. It's going to be catch 22 because I can take the structure down that's there right now and build something over the counter, the same footprint. But, you know, we're actually trying to move back from the lake and do a new structure. And that takes a lot. It takes stormwater management plan, it takes replanting, it takes a lot line adjustments. it's more in depth, but it is better for the lake than just taking the house down and rebuilding in place.
Is there a way that you can build outside of the bluff completely?
I don't think there is. I don't think there's a chance we'd get a driveway and sewer in. So towards the back where it leans up, I was just thinking about that where you said we've got 30 feet on the back, but that, you know, whether it's been vacated or not, if it's 20 feet instead of 10, it does help our cause a little bit, but it leans off towards that back corner so much.
Right, but then the building would just go up to that dotted line, and then from
so
that you'd have all the remainder.
I think that we could take that building and probably swing it maybe 6 or 7 feet to meet the 75 feet. It still doesn't conform, but
to the bluff. But I'm confident, knowing the property well enough, that we can get that.
I get it 75 feet, but I just, if I move back into that bluff line or the other one, I don't think I've got enough room for sewer there. And it's the homeowner I talked to briefly. So this letter from the DNR, I did not see it coming. We usually don't see these letters. I just saw this one. I came in tonight, so I read through it and I talked to him. And I said, hey, here's where we're at right now. I didn't see any of this coming, but it's probably going to have some bearing on our meeting tonight. And I think that I'm probably going to have to shift things a little bit. And he says, I don't want to shift anything. He says, we'll remodel what's there. I said, well, I can tell you that if we can get to the 75-foot line, I think I should try to get 75 feet. And if he doesn't want it, he'll have to stick with what's there. But you know, for me to shift at 7 feet on that back corner, I don't even know if it'd be noticeable to a homeowner. I'm going to tell him, of course, but he's pretty adamant staying. I mean, we had to push the heck out of him to take that porch off and come back to 14 feet. And, you know, there's got to be some give and take here to make the lot better for the lake and whatnot. I mean, the reason these things work is because it betters the water quality on that lake.
I guess before I could make a decision, I would like to see what it looks like if it's going to be turned a little bit. And I mean, that's depending on how much it's turned to make that 75 feet, this is going to come closer to the, and this is still
it is.
In the
It'll bluff. Be very close to the top of that bluff, you're correct.
And it just seems odd to me that this couldn't go over just a little bit. But if you want to jog that over, I guess. But trying to save a couple of trees, I don't know. I mean, I can understand mature trees, but those mature trees die, and when they die, they cost you $2,000 to take down. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, I'm a tree guy too, but I'm good with taking the trees down. I'm just playing within the homeowner's boundaries.
Right, yeah.
And part of it, like we said, we're confident we can get it to 75 feet back on it.
Yeah, I can meet the initial setback that it had the day when it was permitted initially. I just can't get it back into the new zone and get a sewer. I mean, there's that is like super
well,
small.
Well, when the findings are back, I think we talked it to death.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. There's no further public comment. Gary, you've been awful quiet.
I'm trying to be.
I'm going to close the meeting to public comments then, and we'll go through the finding of facts.
Do you want me to go through all of them, or do you want me to just start with number 9?
Yeah, number 9. Yep.
All right,
yep.
So number 9. And remember, you can rewrite all of this, so these are just recommended. Will granting the variance put property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance? Either yes, the applicant is proposing to continue the use of the property as a single-family residential dwelling, and the proposed dwelling is in keeping with the placement of neighboring dwellings. No, the parcel contains an adequate building envelope meeting all setbacks.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Okay.
I was led to believe that a lot of the neighboring properties were built in that bluff
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yep, they are. And so the City of 50 Lakes doesn't have the ordinance where you know, in a line. So a long time ago, they used to have it where if you were in a line between your neighbors, you could build up to that line. The city of 50 Lakes doesn't have that provision.
Let me give clarity. I said yes, but that was based on this idea that we would have the setback be 75 feet. So what are, tell us exactly what we're, the variance request would be for?
Well, granting the variance, put the property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance. In other words, if you were to say, yes, it's a reasonable manner, it's not permitted, but it's reasonable, and here's why. Or you need to say, no, it's not a reasonable manner, and here's why. And then the example there would be because it's not reasonable because there is a reasonable place to place a building.
It
may not be what they want, but there's a reasonable place.
But this request is for it to be at 60 feet, and we're having a discussion that it could be at 75.
I will amend my request right now to 75 feet. So yes, that's
so
is
that it's
is that permissible with
we
this
can
process here?
I think it would be good to get more information. I think it would be good to have that detailed on the survey. I think having those setbacks listed on the survey, I think having a septic design, I think having those things in place would make this decision a lot easier.
Well, then I would say no based on 60 feet because I think that there's a compromise.
But
it's not represented by the 60 foot.
But I will say right now that we will now ask for 75 feet, not 60.
We're through public discussion.
So.
Yep. So.
Okay, I hear you.
Yep, so that could be amended.
So what would we be saying yes or no to right here?
75 feet.
It would be a request to build within a bluff 75 feet from the OHW.
Okay, that's the clarity I wanted. So then I say yes.
Yeah, I say yes.
Yeah, I say no because there's a building envelope there that appears to be big enough to build a new home.
Well, I guess it goes back to, it's going to depend if there's room for a septic system. Is that right?
That's true. Yeah.
So that goes back to what Bethany just said. If we, if we need to know that, I suppose, to get these yeses. Maybe that's where we're stuck.
Well, you could put that as a condition, correct? You could put it as a condition on it. So part of it is time. Part of it is timing to re-spend another month at coming back and going at this. But you can clarify tonight and have it as part of your condition where it is done. And she will not issue a permit until those
stipulations
are met. Part of the stormwater management plan, things like that, she will not issue a permit until those items are taken care of regardless. So that's where that comes into play on the permitting as well.
So we have three yeses and two noes on that.
Can we keep going?
We can keep going and go back to that one.
Yeah.
If you want. Okay. Number 10, does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner? Yes, the property was legally developed in 1977. No.
It's yes.
Yes.
We all agree that that's yes?
Yep.
11, if the variance is granted, will the essential character of the locality remain consistent? Yes, constructing the new dwelling will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The improvement will be visible from the lake. However, the proposed placement of the dwelling would increase the setback distance from the OHW. Or no, and then?
Yes.
I would say yes, and one thing about the visibility from the lake, there's pretty good vegetation there now.
Okay.
And I don't think any of that on the bank is coming out.
It
well, except that one big it, red pine.
Yeah, it right can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're actually moving back farther, so we don't have any reason to take out anything on that bank, correct?
And that property is subject to steep slope and bluff vegetation standards, so that would not be a permitted use. Number 12, will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and intent of the City of 50 Lakes ordinances? Yes, the request with conditions is consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance and the following goal of the comprehensive plan, to preserve the natural character and environmental quality of the lakeshore and still allow reasonable use for property owners and the public. Or no, variance shall be granted that, or B, no variance shall be granted that would allow any use that is prohibited in a land use district in which the property is located. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. No, the request is not consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance. The required structure setback is 75 feet, and structures are not to be placed within the bluff or bluff impact zone.
So do you then make a note here in order to get to a yes, is that it's amended to 75 to take that out of the no?
It would be, yep, you could. But if it's no for the structures not to be placed within the bluff or the bluff impact zone, you could amend that for that.
I'd say yes for those amendments.
Yes.
No.
You don't need to amend it if you're saying yes to the first portion.
I guess I would say yes on this one, with the understanding the 75-foot lake setback would be met.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so it's either yes, the request with conditions is consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance, or it's no, the request is not consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance because the required structures are not to be placed within a bluff or bluff impact zone.
Yes, with conditional.
Okay.
No.
Is everyone okay?
So you said yes with conditions, right? Yes, that's how I see it too.
Right. And that's where I see it.
And then number 13, it says the variance request been made based on reasons other than economic considerations alone. Yes, the request has been made on factors other than economic considerations, or no?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So number 9 and number 12.
Well, I thought number 12 would be considered a yes with the
conditions.
Amended conditions of the 75 feet from...
If that's how you, yeah, if that's what you want for that, okay. Yes. Don did say no. So I don't think you have to have all agreement.
Four yeses.
But if that was, we'll go through these and then the motion, you'll have to do a motion as well. Number 9, we're granting the variance for the property use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance.
I still say yes on that?
No.
I say yes.
I thought we adjusted it. We would, were going to say yes with an amendment of 75-foot OH setback.
So the amended request is to build 75 feet from the OHW
right.
within a bluff.
Yes.
So the variance is to build within a bluff.
Right.
So will the granting of that variance put the property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
All voted.
Mm-hmm. So now you need a motion based on the findings of fact as presented.
How about the staff recommendations, because we need to include those.
Those will, and you can modify those or change those as necessary. So right now, if you all agree that the findings are what we just determined, and if we want to move forward with this, just using as the majority for the findings, we can do that.
But it's moving forward based on the conditions, and this would be modified from what you stated right here.
Right, so we have to prepare the findings, and the findings are gonna have to state this. So these are the options for that. So this is tonight, what we're deciding is the findings. If you answer no to any of them, you cannot issue a variance. That's how that works. And so we're discussing that right now. If you prepare findings, and if a motion gets passed, you will wanna do it based on the findings that we prepared and the conditions as presented. You can add to those conditions if you want. You can take away if you want. It's up to you. But like I said earlier, they have to actually relate to the project at hand.
So as it stands now, all of the findings are yeses by committee, right? So
that's my understanding, yes.
The prepared findings?
Pardon?
We have to add what the findings are going to be then?
Or add the staff,
the staff recommendations.
Staff recommendations, yeah. Those are the conditions, and those are just what are recommended. You can add to them.
So, well, for one thing, I guess we would want to see a new, I think that has to be another
the modified
condition, is a new drawing, or at least you should see a new drawing of where this structure would be.
Updated survey.
Yeah, and that would be required with a land use permit. Okay. So that doesn't necessarily need to be conditioned. That would be required with that permit.
And it, you mentioned the septic. So is this...
Septic design has to be submitted regardless. The problem with that is that I put it on there because we need it, but if unforeseen circumstances determine that it needs to be placed elsewhere, it could impact this, and they may have to come back for another variance.
But that would be on us, not you guys.
Correct.
If we have to come back.
Yep.
Wouldn't take up near as much of your time next round either.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve variance number 13-25 with the...
As amended.
As amended, with the 13 findings of fact and current staff recommendations.
Thank you, Fred. Do we have a second?
Just clarity. We're not stating here anywhere that that the setback would be 75 feet here in this process, formally in this, this process.
It will be as modified.
As
so it will be modified. Yep. So the recorded document will modify based on what we've had. We have it on public record. It was agreed to by the applicant, and so with the modified request is to place the structure in a bluff, meeting the 75-foot setback.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
No. Done?
No.
3-2. So, then the motion carried.
Easy as that. Thank you guys very much. Thanks, guys. We'll do a nice job, and we'll be respectful. Make sure that we do everything we can to retain that, and we will retain all the water on that property to get the job.
And then working with Bethany, we've worked with her in past circumstances too. Like,
and thank you, ladies, for being here tonight also. Thanks for your time. Yeah.
All right.
Did you guys show up here just for us tonight? Is there any other city business or?
Oh yeah.
You got other stuff you got on the agenda first. Well, thank you for that also.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah. Open forum. And I thought this was where Gary was going to tell a whole story.
The timing on his part.
That's he stepped up. Approval of the minutes from the June 24th, 2025 meeting. In the packet.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
June 24th.
Did you second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Gary, new business none. Old business none. Open forum, Gary's back.
Well, what happened?
Got approved. Got approved. 3-2. Council liaison report. Gary.
I don't have anything for you fellows today.
Back to Bethany.
I don't have much at all. The planning and zoning report. There should be year-to-date permits. I think I got here early today and approved number 35 for the year. So. I think we're on, like, in keeping with prior years. I've been working on an enforcement. We can't seem to get a hold of the property owner, so the next step will be we sent certified mail. It got returned, and so the next step will be to reach out to the city attorney on how to contact the person. So. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.